Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want to call in about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Joa,
Reed, and Reed Coverdale joining us here for the second week. Welcome back. Glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
Host of Naturalist Capitalist. And I didn't ask you what we should plug. Is it the Odyssey channel? What's the best thing to plug?
Yeah, the Odyssey's fine. Just all Naturalist right. Capitalist on Odyssey.
Look for him there. Also, Joe is over at Breaking the Flaw, also
yes.
On Odyssey. And, of course, we're on Odyssey as well. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to our Odyssey channel. Reed, you're somebody who follows the whole international anti-war movement pretty steadily. You commented recently, actually, at an event that I think we were both at over the weekend. It was on Sunday. There was the Defend the Guard. Let's start with that. Let's talk about what Defend the Guard is, because we didn't really cover it this week yet on Free Talk Live. What is Defend the Guard, and why were you there to talk about it at the event?
Yeah, I mean, being anti-war is the most important issue to me. To me, it's the most anti-libertarian thing that exists. It's destruction of property rights. It's murder. It's coercion, you know, slavery, it's all of it, so it's just the worst thing ever.
Yep.
But Defend the Guard makes it impossible for the federal government to deploy National Guard troops unless they have a declaration of war.
Which they haven't had since World War II.
Right, and I actually was incorrect in my speech because I said December 8th, 1941. That was, I guess there were like three declarations of war during World War II because we declared war on a bunch of countries, so technically, 1943 was the last time we actually declared war. But every war since then, it's just been a police action or a authorization to use of military force or whatever. No excuse to actually deploy National Guard troops without a declaration, which is a...
If you declare war, don't you have to undeclare war? So if we have never undeclared war, are we still at war?
Well, there would be like a peace armistice or something,
yeah.
Right? Like there's usually some sort of official end to...
Right.
War is governments fighting governments, historically,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then now they have the war on terror.
The surrender,
war and,
I would say, is the end of the war. Like
yeah.
When the Japanese surrendered to us and then the Germans, I think that ends
that
the war.
That probably is, yeah, the official end. But they don't do things the way they did back then. They just go ahead, the president orders some troops over to wherever it is he wants to order them to, and they drop bombs and shoot innocent people and get PTSD and watch their buddies get blown up by IEDs, and then, you know, we all are forced to pay for it.
Yep.
And of course, a large number of the people who went over to Iraq were from the National Guard.
And I don't have any experience in myself, but, you know, I see the social impacts. You know, you have a lot of homeless veterans, and they are, you know, beyond capable now of, you know, helping themselves, and we're stuck with that. And everyone, you know, expects the government to take care of them because they're bitter. It's like,
yeah.
We've been stolen from. And they can't take care of them.
And they do a crappy job at that, too.
Yes.
I mean, it bleeds into so many other things, too, like police brutality. A lot of these guys have been over in Afghanistan or Iraq trained to kill people,
mm-hmm.
and then they come back with PTSD, and they've been trained killers.
They're
and then
trained shock and awe
yeah.
and all that.
So, I
and
mean, what do you expect?
They get a job as police officer.
Yeah.
And that's all the time.
Well, they're, you know, far from what we would consider police now. They're like paramilitary at this point.
They right. sure are. And many photos of the police, it's hard to tell the difference between, you know, a platoon of cops and a bunch of military guys.
It just seems normalized, too, now, you know.
By the way, if you want to join the show, maybe you have some experience. Perhaps you've been in the National Guard and they sent you somewhere you weren't expecting when you signed up for this. This happened a lot. Does it continue to happen? Is this an ongoing thing? Or are they still deployed elsewhere? I don't follow it closely.
Yeah, they are. And I think it was Jeremy who said 60% of the National Guard was out when Katrina happened. Do you remember him saying that at the...
I remember seeing them in the streets taking guns from people.
Jeremy Kaufman, that too. I think Jeremy Kaufman said that at the Defend the Guard rally, that like 60% of the National Guard.
Make sure we knew a Jeremy we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kaufman, by the way, the Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate here, who's running a pretty awesome campaign, and with the elimination of Bruce Fenton, who was the other Free Stater that was in the race running as a Republican, he will be the only anti-war choice, the only pro-freedom choice on the ballot here in New Hampshire. So
Fenton's officially dropped out?
Well, he lost.
He lost. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, he said he wasn't going to run as an independent or anything.
Oh, you can't possibly at this point unless it's a write-in campaign. Yeah. So there's no point. So Defend the Guard, did I hear somewhere that there's already one state that's doing this, or no, there's no state?
No state has actually sponsored it yet, but there's a movement in a bunch of different states to do it.
Okay, I thought I heard something about Idaho for some reason, but...
Yeah, it hasn't passed anywhere, but...
Did it already get introduced and fail in New Hampshire, or has it not been introduced at all?
Yeah, I think it has been, or it was in committee, and then it didn't make it past committee or something like that.
Okay. So does that mean they're going to be able to bring it back this year? I guess they can, because it's a new... session.
Yeah, I hope they do, and I don't know, I mean, it didn't seem like the Free State candidates did that amazingly well in the primaries, so I don't know if anyone new is going to be willing to do it who wouldn't do it in the past.
So the primary was kind of interesting. I mean, I don't want to get too deep into, like, local elections here, but obviously our listeners are to some extent interested in the freedom movement here in New Hampshire, because we do talk about it fairly often. So I'll just kind of do my overview of, I was up pretty late looking at the results, and I checked them the next day, watching all the, at least the people that I know as Free Staters. The nice thing about this movement is it's so big. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who they all are. I understand that the hard left is trying to figure it out. They're trying the best they can to suss out all the Free Staters on the ballot. But I don't think even all the Free Staters know who all the Free Staters are.
No.
You know, there's literally thousands of people who've moved here. A decade ago? Yeah, I'd have been able to say for sure all those people are Free Staters. But at this point, I mean, I might know a couple hundred of them. Maybe. Yeah.
It's funny because I didn't even know. Like, I saw, my friend won. We know Jason Gearhard.
He did win. That's right.
Yeah, I was like, what? He ran?
Remember, we're talking about primary races, so now he's got to go on to take on a Democrat in that case. A lot of Free Staters here in New Hampshire.
He's got a good chance.
They're running as Republicans, but there are some that are running as Democrats and really freaking the Democrats out because, you know, they're constantly paranoid about, is this new person who's coming to the meeting a Free Stater?
Yes, it is.
Are they here to infiltrate us?
Yeah, we are.
They're getting super paranoid about everybody. You know they're getting paranoid about everybody.
Actually, I was going to go to the next meeting. Just I'm giving a fair warning.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you going to record? You know you're on video, right?
I know. I'm blinking. I was blinking to view the camera.
It's not a bad idea. It's actually an interesting idea to have somebody like you who's a known quantity. You know, you're easy to find. You're a public figure. They're going to know who you are.
Sure, yeah.
But there's also people moving here all the time who are not out on Front Street. They are not known. They don't have a history. There's a lot of people, like, I was an activist before I moved to New Hampshire, but there's, when I talk to people who've moved here as part of the Free State Project, and I'll ask them, I'll say, what did you do for activism in, you know, Texas or Florida or wherever it is that they've come from? And a lot of the time, it's nothing.
Right.
This is their first time that they've ever decided they're going to do something for the ideas of liberty. So you can't search these people and find, he was the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Florida or whatever, right?
Right.
They don't have
that. Like, I met another Free Stater today. I had no idea it was a Free Stater. And, like, never met them. Just simple talking, you know. But, I sold a couple of rabbits. I had harvested some rabbits the other day, so I sold them. And I was talking to them. Oh, wow. So how long you been here? kind of thing. And like they're kind of hiding in the shadows. I don't want to say it purposely.
And were they
kind of
newer, or had they been here for a
little bit? They've been here for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they pay an alternative currency or cash?
I don't know.
But we are going to talk about alternative currencies a little bit later as well. So to come back around to Defend the Guard, hopefully we'll find some state reps that are willing to put this legislation forward. The nice thing about having all these freedom-friendly state representatives here in New Hampshire is you can do the work for them. In fact, they appreciate it when you do. I mean, they all have their issues, the things that they want to push. But if you come to them with a pre-prepared package, basically, of like, this is what we want the words to be. This is what the legislation should look like. Here it is. Will you introduce it? As long as they don't have some crazy objection to it, most of the time they're willing to put their name on it and put it in for you, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, like Don Baldeck, was saying that he wants to abolish the Department of Defense. So, like,
really?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't go in line with a lot of stuff he said in the past, but if we can weaponize that with the Republicans, let's go for it.
There's more coming up here in moments. By the way, that guy is the person who won the Senate race on the Republican side, and he's a general, like a former general.
Big time.
So I'm surprised to hear him.
He's all over the place.
There's more coming up here. He's not the best candidate, but he certainly wasn't the worst one in the race, from what I understand. There's more.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. We've been talking about Defend the Guard, which is a piece of legislation, and it's being pushed in a variety. variety of different states, not just New Hampshire. You can go, I think it was defendtheguard.us, if I recall correctly, is the website. You can go learn more about it there. It's the idea is, hey, if you're going to use the National Guard for some sort of, like, military purpose involving being deployed around the planet to potentially kill people, you need to have a declaration of war. That's all that they're asking. And I think that, you know, the speakers were great. If you want to see the speeches, you can go to the Freekeen Odyssey channel. Just go to video.freekeen.com. It's the latest video there. But, you know, pointing out that this is an issue a lot of people can get behind. The idea of, hey, that's not what the National Guard are for. That's what the military's for. If that's what you want to use them for, you got to declare war, okay? And then, you know, until then, they can stay home and, you know, sandbag hurricanes or whatever it is that they do up here in New England. Feed people when they need it or something. But if you've ever worked or lived at Camp Lejeune, speaking of the military, from 1953 to 1988, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you're entitled to compensation because they had contaminants in the drinking water there for decades. And that may have led to those diseases. There might be some deadlines involved, so don't wait. You can call to see if you or a loved one are eligible. 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, the money is already set aside. It's 888-918-1037. So I was kind of giving a brief recap. I think we went off on a tangent, but my recap of having seen what the elections results were here in New Hampshire, and as always, it's a mixed bag. I mean, we don't have enough free staters or liberty migrants here in New Hampshire to completely dominate every election in the state. We're just not to that point yet. We'll never be to that point because we have to persuade our neighbors here in New Hampshire. 20,000 movers, which is what the Free State Project has targeted to try to get to move here, and we're probably at like 4 or 5 or something, but 20,000 movers isn't enough. That's like, you know, less than 1%, basically, or around 1%, I think, of the population of New Hampshire.
Yeah,
that's not enough to, you know, to make a difference most places. So you have to influence people.
But ironically, we're winning. Isn't that weird?
Well, yeah. Well, that's because activists are more likely to do things than the average person. And you could make this. You could make the claim, I think, at this point, and you might be right, that there are more free staters, meaning libertarians who've migrated here to New Hampshire, doing political activism than there are Republicans doing political activism or Democrats doing political activism. I don't know if I would go so far as to say there's more free staters than both the Republicans and Democrats, but they don't have that many people out there. I mean, if you've seen these Democrat anti-free state project protests, for instance.
They're our best advertisers.
It's hilarious, number one.
Right.
And yes, they are advertising for us inadvertently. But the biggest one was here in Keene, and to their credit, they did manage to turn out like 30 people. And Joey, you and I were both attending that thing. Maybe a little more than 30.
Like on their side of things?
Yeah, on their side
of things. Yeah, I would say about that. Yeah.
And there was about 15 or 20 free state projects.
Yeah, we essentially doubled the rally for them.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've got some strength. There's no doubt about it. And they've lived here a long time. So it's not an overnight success kind of thing. So that's why I say it's like a mixed bag. And one of the big wins from Tuesday, which, again, we're talking about the primary election here, is Michael Yakubovich, who is a longtime listener of Free Talk Live. He's called our show. He's a state representative currently, and he's one of the top-rated Liberty reps. I believe he won the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance the Liberty Rep of the Year or whatever, basically the most libertarian state rep of all of them, essentially based on his voting record. I think he won that this year.
Nice.
And so he's an A-plus rated state rep. Guy's got principles. He's a Russian immigrant who came here to escape the Soviet Union. So he's got a real interesting kind of personal history. And he ran for New Hampshire Senate, and he had a primary up against another state rep. So they were running for, they did redistricting here in New Hampshire recently. So the Senate district they were running for had no incumbent. So open season, right?
Right.
And so he ran against this other lady who's like a longtime statist. Some might call her a rhino, Republican in name only, but she's a statist Republican. And he beat her handily.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he beat her 15 points, I think. He was like 67 or so to 50, whatever it was. 49.
What I'm curious, because I didn't really see the dynamic, and I would never see, I guess, because I didn't vote for him or, you know, follow everything that was going on with that. But, like, what got people onto his side? I don't know. Like, his message, I guess, right?
Well, he's a principled pro-liberty guy. He's got the voting record to back it up. And
it wasn't Brandon, because I didn't see a ton of his signs or anything. He must have been something more.
I mean, were you spending time in his district?
I mean, I have seen his signs around here, right?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
He's not from around here, so that may be a factor there.
Yeah, I guess.
He certainly had signs there where he lives in his Senate district, and he had, as I understand it, 25 volunteers working on Election Day at the various different voting precincts.
Door-to-door.
So, I mean, I'm sure he was going door-to-door when he ran for state rep, so I suspect he did some of that similar kind of work for state Senate. But the takeaway here is that the presumption is he should win the general election. And the reason is this particular Senate district, you know how they do gerrymandering with these political districts, it's heavily Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So presuming sort of the usual thing will happen, and that is more Republicans come out than Democrats in a heavily Republican district, seems likely, he's likely to defeat whoever it is the Democrats put forward. And they couldn't even find someone to run in the Democratic side of the race. Now, as I understand it, they did get a write-in candidate qualified, so there should be someone to oppose him. So he's not guaranteed, but it's like probably 90-plus percent that he's going to get elected. And that will be the first free stater state senator in New Hampshire history. So that
there's
alone.
No other state senators.
There have never been a free stater. We've had friendlies. Like, we've had people that are kind of like B-rated state senators, and they've been okay, but not great. This will be a pretty big deal.
Nice.
Right?
How many seats are in the New Hampshire Senate?
24.
Yeah. Oh.
So you get a very rich.
I thought it was more than that.
No, sadly it's not. New Hampshire is really known for having its incredibly representative body of the state representatives, of which there are 400.
Right.
And you break that down over 1.3, 1.4 million people, you get like 3,000 and change per district. So it's very easy to walk a district like that or go out and literally meet every single one of your constituents.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a senator, you're only dealing with 24 of them, so they have a lot more power.
Quite the vote there. That could be swaying on many occasions.
Oh, yeah. He could absolutely break tie votes any old time, and so that could be very interesting. And a lot of liberty legislation doesn't make it through the Senate, so maybe the fact that he's there, he might be able to persuade some of the other senators on this. But either way, so that to me is like the big takeaway here. The downside, the big negative from this primary is some of the most principled state reps in the world of New Hampshire independence lost their primaries. They were targeted in the Belknap area. Mike Sylvia, who was the prime sponsor CACR 32, and two of his co-sponsors on that bill lost. One of the fourth sponsor actually lost out on the Seacoast. He lost barely, but the Belknap area guys, they lost handily. They got crushed. There was a huge attack against them, including by the governor himself and by a citizen activist group that sprung up out of nowhere because they were trying to, like, not quite sell, but take the there's like the ski area controversy that the government owns a ski area.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Together, we reached an agreement. You reached an agreement that will keep our critical rail system working and avoid disruptions of our economy.
President Biden speaking at the White House, sharing a tentative deal averting a national railroad strike. Biden and Labor Secretary Marty Walsh helping to broker the agreement. Centers for Disease Control Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is cautiously optimistic about the recent decline in monkeypox cases.
We've been pleased to see a decline in the growth of new cases here and abroad, though there are areas of the U.S. where the rate of rise in new cases is still increasing.
New data from Freddie Mac shows the average 30-year mortgage fixed rate is now just over 6% for the first time since 2008. The Fed Reserve has been increasing its key interest rate to help fight inflation over this summer. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, get into what's going on internationally. Are China and Russia going to be teaming up? That's in the headlines. Plus, the latest on what's going on with Alex Jones. And we might talk about some alternative currency options as well. Joe is pretty excited about some new developments in that area. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. And I want to let you know about Lifetime Liberty. There's a conference coming up in October. It's called Liberty in Your Lifetime. It's being put on by the Free Cities Foundation. And this is their second annual conference, happening October 21st through the 23rd. The conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. They're going to be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. You can go and get your tickets and join our co-host Mark Edge in Prague October 21st through the 23rd. Use code FTL20 and you'll save 20%. on your tickets. You can also follow them on Twitter at handle LibertyIOL. That's at LibertyIOL on Twitter. And if you want to buy your tickets with Bitcoin, you can drop them a direct message on Twitter for instructions. Otherwise, just use code FTL20 at LifetimeLiberty.com and join Mark in Prague October 21st. Through the 23rd. We've been just kind of talking about some of the wins and some of the losses here in New Hampshire in the primary. Of course, it's just the primary. We will see how things go in the long run in the general election. I'll say this. I did look at some of the numbers, having seen the physical number of people in the voting location, at least here in Keene, much higher than normal. And normally when you, for listeners that don't know, here in New Hampshire, we actually have paper ballots. So you actually write, you know, circle in the dots on the piece of paper and you stick it in a machine as you go out the door. Well, the machine has a counter on it. And if you look at it, you can see how many people have voted so far that day.
If you can look at it, because...
Oh, they gave you a hard time in Manchester last year, 2 years ago, right?
Which is, I think, election fraud, but we're gonna, that's another story.
Those are very interesting videos, and you can see those over at the Breaking the Flaw channel on Odyssey. That was that last year, or was that 2020?
That was last year.
Oh, it was last year, so it was a city council race. So anyway, I looked at the number, and like, whoa, twice as many people had come out to vote in this primary as what I normally see in a primary. By the, you know, it was noon.
Was that just relative to this area, or was it like that everywhere, a little bit higher?
I haven't looked everywhere, but out here, it was literally double the turnout. They had like 30% turnout to a primary election.
Wow.
And normally it might be 10, 15. 15 is generally like a good primary. And so looking at the actual numbers, way more Democrats came out than Republicans. Now, of course, Keene's a Democrat town, so that might be to be expected. But it was a lot of people coming out. Now, of course, that does, you know, beg the question of, are we going to see a big blue wave coming up this year? Are you chuckling? What do you think?
Well, I think the Republicans are doing everything they can to create a blue wave. I mean, this should be the easiest red wave in my lifetime, but
like
they just
Roe versus
can't.
Wade.
Yeah.
And what else?
Well, that's the biggest one with Lindsey Graham saying they want to ban abortion in all 50 states. Regardless of what you think about that, it's really bad strategy. You know, if you really actually want to do that right now, you know. And then the other thing is with the student loan thing. Instead of, I mean, I don't have any student loans. I didn't even go to college, but
smart man.
In my mind, we should be focusing on how to fix the student loan problem, because it's going to get there's going to be bailouts for it, and we've already bailed so much stuff out anyway. And instead of Republicans focusing on, hey, this is how we can fix the problem, they're just trying to block it when they were totally on board with all the corporate bailouts that took place. So I feel like, all in all, they're just like,
what are they gonna
botching
do to block
the messaging.
It? I thought it was already a done deal.
I think they're trying to block it. I don't really know how they can do that, but they've been attempting it.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, they don't have enough people, right? So they can't really... It's posturing.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, well, we tried to do something, vote for us, right? Like, that's what that is.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to weigh into the discussion, you're welcome to. The number is 603-283-6160. Just a final thought on the Liberty elections here in New Hampshire. As I understand it, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is the amazing organization that was founded by, I believe, some locals, some natives, and some Free Staters, 15, 16, 17, 20 years ago. I think you're coming up on year 20, actually. They've been around for a long time. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, they have endorsed, I think, 158 candidates. Now, some of them lost in the primary. I think it was like 30-some lost in the primary. There were about 80 that were uncontested. So 80 of them had no primary contest. They're going to the general. And then a few dozen more won their primary. So, like, that's not bad. They made it through, I think, more than half of the people that they had primary elections succeeded. And so we're going to see over 100, it sounds like, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance-endorsed candidates going to the general election.
Nice.
I consider that to be pretty good. Now, I haven't seen the comparisons to 2020, but I know they endorsed more. The only number I saw compared was they had like 140 endorsed in 2020 and 158, I think it was, endorsed this time around. So they endorsed more candidates. That suggests that more will possibly get elected. But
I mean, unless they're lowering their standards. I'm just kidding.
No, if anything, I think that they have, I think they might have raised their standards.
Because
I noticed that this year they... So, for those that don't know, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is a volunteer organization that They rate all of the state representatives and the state senators. So all 400 state reps, all 24 state senators, they get rated on how they vote on certain pieces of legislation. They can't take them all into effect because there's like 1,000 of pieces of legislation. It's just too much. So they have specific ones that are either really good for liberty or really bad for liberty. Okay, how did you vote on this? Mm-hmm. And then they calculate that up and they give them a score at the end of the year. And, well, in this case, it comes out in the middle of the summer. But anyway, this year's, the most recent one, session came out, and I was looking at it, and I was surprised that there weren't as many state reps that got an A rating as before, even though they're all the same names as this, you know, 1 year prior to that. So it seemed to me like they might have gotten a little bit more stringent on that. That's just my interpretation of it, because it seems like, you know, our Liberty reps wouldn't have gotten, you know, they wouldn't have changed significantly 1 year to the next.
It's because they didn't legalize weed.
Well, and I'm actually glad they didn't, because I don't know if you...
I agree.
The legalization proposals have been really bad here in New Hampshire.
I think they had 3 last year.
And they're all bad.
Yeah, they're terrible.
The opposition is basically Thomas Massey's opposition on the, what was that, the national act that they were going to legalize marijuana. Isn't it the same thing? Like, they're going to put so many taxes and regulations on it that it's not...
We want to treat it like alcohol in the state.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what the taxes were going to look like as far as taxes, but they definitely were going to have regulations on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they would be foolish to, if they're going to do a taxing scheme, they would be foolish to have anything but the lowest tax. I think if they're going to do taxes, New Hampshire should say, kind of like how New Hampshire has that rule that says we're the first primary, no matter whatever happens in any other state, New Hampshire's the first primary. They should do the same thing for cannabis taxes. No matter what any other state does, we will have the lowest cannabis tax. Right? That makes sense. That's going to get business here. It's going to get people to move here. But, of course, the ideal perspective would be to not have any taxes or any regulations and just make the thing... Legal's not the right word.
How about allow us?
Allow it, right?
I don't like allow.
Decriminalize.
Yeah, like decriminalize. Like, you don't need to put cuffs on me for taking a puff.
And this was a discussion I actually had with Zeppin, who's one of the activists with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Like, legalization, at least in the history of it being used, always means to make legal. And to a lawyer, that means, well, we got to have laws. We got to have regulations. We got to have a regulatory body. We got to have fees.
This legalese.
Right. So it means there needs to be a legal structure. That to them is what legalize means.
Yeah, like they're rubbing their hands off to the side. Yeah.
Well, right. Because the more laws they create, the more business for lawyers.
Exactly.
Whether it be a lawyer to hold your hand through the legal process of applying for the permit, or a lawyer to defend you if they arrest you for it, it's business for them. So to not legalize, but to end all criminal penalties is the ideal situation.
Yes, right.
Do you want to call that decriminalized? Because that also has sort of the baggage of, well, it's still criminal. Most of the time when you talk about decriminalization, there's usually still some sort of thing that can happen to you. So I think it was our co-host Nobody who came up with the term depenalize, to remove all penalties.
Well, we could naturalize it.
There we go.
But you know what?
Capitalize it afterwards.
Yep.
If it was decriminalized to the point where it's a $1 fine and they don't get to confiscate your weed,
I'll be puffing in the face all day.
The cops aren't going to bother writing the ticket.
Right.
You know, so you could decriminalize down to $1 and it would mean nothing. And I mean for growing and selling.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phone's open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you, by the way, to Jake Leonard. He's a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. He's platinum level, which means he's doing like five times what we ask for. We only ask $5 a month. If you really like the show and you want to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, you can do as Jake has done, although he did it at the platinum level, which you certainly don't have to do that, but we appreciate it. Thank you, Jake. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. That's A-N-P-S. freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Joa, and Reed in the studio here tonight. Let's change gears. We were focusing on the liberty movement here in New Hampshire, which, of course, just keeps getting better and better as more freedom activists move here and get active as we get more people elected and do various types of activism to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. On the world stage, things are definitely not getting freer. We covered recently the recent Fraser Institute study came out, the Economic Freedom of the World Index. I don't know if you guys follow that at all. But
It's
interesting. It's been coming out for, like, I don't know, at least two decades that I've been paying attention. And the U.S. is, surprise, not number one. I believe went from number six to number seven.
What is number one?
Believe it or not, Hong Kong is still the most economically free place as of the numbers from 2020. So the report came out, you know, like last week. So it's called the 2022 report, but it looks at numbers from 2 years prior. That's how they always do it, because they have to crunch all those numbers and wait for them to be released and all that. So, like, yeah, it's not a free place socially.
I almost feel like we can't even count them because of everything that's happened there since it's ever existed. You know,
I guess you can call it economic freedom. Economic freedom is what it is. I mean, you don't have a lot of freedom of speech. in Hong Kong.
Right. Right? Yeah, it's just so weird. You gotta have to mix them
you
all
can run
together.
A business.
I just look at
and they do have a free they do have a human freedom index that they come out with as well, but that one hasn't come out for a couple of years, so I don't know if they've stopped doing it or they're just maybe it's coming soon for this recent year. But and in that case, Hong Kong is not number
one. Well, I'm questioning this poll and standards.
Okay? It's not a poll. It's,
whatever
it's a study.
It is. Study.
It's a meta study. Right?
So experts say.
They look at a lot of other studies on a variety of different subjects, and then they come up with a score.
Okay.
Anyway, the U.S. dropped on that chart. And, of course, China's way down the chart, and Russia is way down the chart. The headlines here from Washington Examiner, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping met in Uzbekistan, where they reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening their relationship and putting their mark on the, quote, global scale. The two authoritarian leaders met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Thursday in Xi's first trip outside his country since the start of COVID. Quote, in the face of colossal changes of our time on a global scale, unprecedented in recent history, we're ready to team up with our Russian colleagues to set an example of a responsible world power and to play a leading role in putting a rapidly changing world on the track of sustainable and positive development, Xi told Putin, according to Russian state media.
Well, I mean, if we were to follow what they're doing, we'd be far off track to sustainability. So I don't know. Like, they speak in two sides of their mouth.
First they do.
However, on the other hand, they have kind of, at least Russia has been preparing for this shift, you know, away from the United States ruling the world.
Away from the dollar?
Yeah. I mean, back in 2014, after the coup happened, they started fortifying their own war chest, making it so it didn't matter if the United States sanctioned them. They'd be able to kind of withstand everything without them. And now the ruble's gone up more, so...
Right, I remember seeing headlines years ago that they were buying more gold, for instance.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like precious metals.
So, I mean, people talk about Trump playing 4D chess, but it seems like the Russians have really been planning things out pretty effectively. Mm-hmm. And now they're, if I recall correctly, they are demanding ruble payments, at least from the hostile nations. So, like, European nations, the ones that have sanctions against Russia. Like, if you want to get our oil, or if you want to get the natural gas that they offer, those countries have to pay in rubles. And they're not happy about it, but that's their only option. And so they've really made some smart moves in that case. Now, of course, they're under sanction, and that's making things a little bit difficult, but they came back with the recent decision to say, well, we're just going to cut you off entirely.
Yeah, that was a big mistake by the United States by putting sanctions on them, because it's like,
and European
Union. We're just going to go, we're not going to adopt your junky dollar anyways.
It's kind of like when you get banned off social media, it doesn't make you censor yourself more. It doesn't make you go, oh, you know, maybe they were right. I shouldn't have said that. Instead, you double down and start saying all the things you're not allowed to say. It's kind of what Russia's doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least people like us would do that. I bet there are people out there that temper their...
Natural to act that way.
Yeah, rebelliously. You know,
it's natural to us.
Yeah.
I don't think it comes naturally to
everybody. I think that's the way it's supposed to be, and that these people are just, psychopathic.
Do you think that's true? Do you think that humans by nature are supposed to be, pushback kind of people who want to be independent, or are humans by nature people who just want to be told what to do and have a strong leader around, bossing them
around?
Yeah, it's
a mix. Unfortunately.
Yeah, and it seems heavier on the latter side.
Yeah. I want to say something else, but I'll say it differently, but fish around and find out. You know what I mean?
It seems like it's tilted more in the negative direction as society has evolved over thousands of years. It seems like a long time ago, more people would have been self-sufficient and more rebellious, but now that we have such a consumer society... there's just this desire for complacency and having everything put in front of you, so people are less likely to rebel.
Well, there's no doubt that environment is a huge factor there.
Yeah.
But the question is, without the environment of government school and without the environment of this consumer society where everybody's comfortable and, there's no real challenge, that kind of thing, given just without those things, the nature of the human, How would it go? And we don't know. Yeah. I don't think there's really any way to answer that question. But certainly the people who are, you know, in these various positions of power, they definitely understand how to manipulate, and they've been incredibly successful. And nothing made that clearer to me than the whole COVID situation. I mean, it was, you know, even to see the supposed live for your die state just putting on masks all over left and right, it was like a real shock to the system.
Yeah, I think the state of nature is to try to flourish and try to compete and try to outdo something else. Like, if you look anywhere else in nature, nothing looks for pure survival or pure existence. It's always trying to push to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I feel like humanity used to be more that way. And as we've evolved and gotten more, you know, more technologically advanced, we've kind of given that up almost.
Yeah, we've kind of relaxed with the conveniences, but don't want to take responsibility when, you know, the hard challenges are in front of us. So they just kind of sit back and go along with it because it's too hard now. We, you know, they got too comfortable too long, and now they have to flex their rights, and people don't want to do it anymore.
Comfort is the biggest threat to liberty. That's my opinion.
Oh, it's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is. What's the old saying? I'm probably going to butcher it, but like, hard times make
good men create good times. Good times
make soft men.
Yeah.
And there's like a whole cycle.
Yeah.
That's, I think, one of the areas where the Free State Project and the migration of people who think like us, who are willing to stand up against tyranny, who are willing to actually, you know, put our money where our mouths are and our activism and actually put something on the line for more freedom, to come together to bring people into one geographic area. We've seen that it's working. We've seen that, you know, even this early in the game, and it is still early.
Yeah.
You know, the Free State Project only made it to its 20,000 signer goal back in 2016. So it isn't even the first decade of people moving here officially yet.
Like, I don't mind people coming here and they're, you know, freedom oriented and that sort of thing. But they don't get involved. I don't really mind that. There's just going to be really good neighbors, like, you know, neighbors that won't complain and all that.
Right. That's a factor.
Right. Right. No Karens. No Karens and Darrens. But then you get, like, we really want is the activists.
For sure.
The ones that are going to push the limits, the Rosa Parks.
That's what it takes.
Yeah. The civil disobedience. And, you know, if we just flooded the courts with all these trivial problems that they really just want to go away. They won't have time for other things, guys.
Absolutely true.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
I want to see more people like that, and that is that within the activist community is a small minority of people. There's no doubt about it. I was actually having a discussion with somebody on the Free State Project Discord server the other day. He's actually the admin of the server. We were just kind of debating this concept, and he didn't see the value in that kind of activism, and I get it. You know, if it's not for you, that's fine.
Well,
but I'm just talking about, like, hey, you know, you get a speeding ticket, you get a parking ticket, you take it to trial, and you just basically crush the system with itself.
Waste their resources, because then they won't have enough resources to pull over the next guy, let's say.
They're
imagine in China, though, and you're, you know, trying to be an activist in China, you're going to get beheaded in the streets before you can even, you know, play a ticket.
Right. That's why this is the place to
Yeah, we need to do it
happen.
Consistently.
Free State Project China not going to work?
Probably not. I mean, look at what's happening with Hong Kong. I mean, that was kind of like their free place.
Yeah.
And not so much now. There's more coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about China and Russia.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.